The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
I came in today to speak the heart of God to His people. I have two different messages. I don't know the one that will go first. Sundown by 29th September, sundown, it will be Jewish New Year. We will enter Rosh Hashanah. But particularly, the Lord began to ask me to look into what He has in His mind for His people this year, 2020. I said, no need to look. They already said His vision, 2020. He said, no, last year is vision, so this year will be different. So that's what I went down to look into. So that at sundown, all of us in our... So yesterday was the last Sabbath for 2019. For those of us who are following the Jewish calendar, yesterday was the last Sabbath. So after today, by 6 p.m., we have entered Happy New Year. All right? And this is the protocol we have chosen to serve, to go by. Intimate relationship is access to see and to hear what is on heaven's agenda for the coming year. The Federal Republic of this world, whose king is God, has an agenda. So God has released the State of the Nation speech. The American president will release the State of the Nation speech. Buhari will release a speech to say, this is where we're going. So your Father in heaven, who is he's the prince, which means the principal, he determines how systems are run. This is how he runs system. So there is something in his agenda for 2020. That thing that is in agenda, he put it everywhere for us to see. And the Bible says there is a spirit in man, the inspiration of the Almighty gives him understanding. So there is something God wants you to know so that it will help the way you pray. So you don't just pray amiss. So my topic today is, what time is it again? It's actually supposed to read, the last time you checked your time, what time was it? I did, what time is it, beginning of the year. I'm doing, what time is it, end of the year. And of course, we understand that the children of Issachar, 1 Chronicles chapter 12:32, are people who understood times and seasons and knew what Israel ought to do. Oh, my dear. We need to understand times. We need to understand seasons. In Daniel chapter 2, 19, 20, 21, together, he said, he removes kings and puts kings. Then he changes times and seasons. So if times and seasons are being changed by the hands of God, we need to understand what those times are saying, what those seasons are saying. If you understand this time, you know what to do. If you don't understand the time, you don't know what to do. Experts in education are saying that the things you read when you were in school, after 5 years, is obsolete. So I finished school in 1999. After 5 years, it's obsolete. So if I have not been reading anything again, my brain will be in a state of stroke. In other words, unused. The brain will not be used. So if you understand times and season, you will know what heaven's agenda is. If you know what heaven's agenda is, what do? You now know calculated steps to take. That's why people will go and throw oracle to know what to do. So we need to understand what the times and the seasons are so that we can know the actions to take. Praise the Lord. I saw this scripture the first thing when I was in ministry yesterday. It says, ever since, Romans chapter 1 verse 20, ever since God created the world, His invisible qualities, both His eternal power and His divine nature, have been clearly seen. They are perceived in the things that God has made. So those people have no excuse at all. when you hear of hurricane in Jamaica, you hear of hurricane in America, you hear of, there was one in Istanbul, 5.7 earthquake in Istanbul. Then you hear, you even hear in Edo State that water is carrying people. From those things, you are clearly supposed to understand, perceive his nature, his invisible qualities, his nature. From everything that happens on earth, we're supposed to be able to decode, this is what God is doing, this is where he's going, so that you can take calculated steps to get to the laws of heaven. Job 38 verse 33, do you know the laws that govern the skies? And can you make them apply to the earth? So friends, with these scriptures have sufficiently told us that the earth is governed by laws. There are laws that govern the skies. We must now learn how to get those laws to apply to earth. The very first person that beat the 4-mile race, the very first person, Roger Bannister, that beat, he beat it in 3.59.4. After that, immediately he beat it. About 109 other people beat that same. So, which means life is governed by laws. If you place Mrs. Amedu in this place and sing, when she breaks the law of sound, some glasses here, when she beats the barrier, that barrier is called demon. Some glass, some windows, if there are glasses here, they will shatter. So if you understand how to use the laws to operate on earth, some things will work by its own accord. This scripture is very, very, is known in this church. Psalm 19 verse 1, we all know it. How clearly the sky reveals God's glory. How plainly it shows what he has done. I had to take it from New Bible, English Bible. The sky reveals the glory. The sky shows what God has done. Plainly shows what God has done. So you should know what 2020 is saying. Plainly. The sky is saying it very plainly. The sun is saying it very plainly. There's one of my daughters who is taking pictures. She showed me pictures yesterday. She's taking pictures of the sky. She had shown me pictures. Now, I am a doubting Thomas. When I say I'm a doubting Thomas, no, I don't believe things. But before you can convince me, you must prove. The three pictures she's taking, one is an angel with a sword as if he's about to go. Remember, I'm someone in this church. She took another one. It's like a dancing angel on the sky. She has five pictures. You know why she came to show me? Mama, you know, you used to preach that the sky talk. I wanted to see whether it's true. It's really true. The skies, they talk. Each day, so today is Sunday. Announce it to Monday. So the first of the week says to the second of the week, get ready. The Elohim is about to remove kings. Second day says, remove kings. It's passing that information to night. What will night do? Night will now order every indice that will make kings to be removed to happen. Each night repeats it to the next day. So, you see, they are in a marathon race. The day, day one says to day two. Day two says it to the night of that day. That night takes it and returns it to. So, Monday talks to Tuesday, like you know it. The first day talks to second day. The second day drops it to second day night. The second day night takes that thing that the first day said and hands it over to the third day or the third day. So Monday gives Tuesday. Tuesday drops it at the night of the Tuesday. The night of Tuesday hands it over to Wednesday. The word, that word. So nobody is hearing their speech. Nobody is hearing what they are saying. Yet their sound is heard everywhere. Yet their message goes out to all the world and is heard to the ends of the earth. God made a home in the sun. So God has a home. God made a home in the sky for the sun. So the sun that is the dominant feature in the sky has a home, has a tabernacle. That tabernacle is inside the sky. It comes out in the morning like a happy bridegroom. What is it coming to do? It's coming to run its circuit. So as the sun comes out, it is like a bride who has come out, who is getting ready to sleep with his bride. Jesus is the Son of Righteousness that has healing in his wings. He's the bridegroom. The church is the sun. So each time the sun arises, he's heading and he's talking as he's making that circuit like an athlete eager to run the race. The sun must finish his circuit as he's running, he's talking, as he's running, he's talking. Questions. What is he really saying? Do you remember this figure? What is it? What's this figure? Please, church, what is this figure? Huh? What was 2019 was what? 5779. This is the figure on the skies. This is the Hebrew figure. And Hebrew figures are not just alphabet marks. They actually mean something. I will get there. Okay, this is what the sky said last year. What is it saying this year? Let's study a little bit of Hebrew. The Hebrew language is not mere alphabets, but a rich, comprehensive system of symbols and hidden mysteries. Unlike the one we're using, A for apple, B for bulumblo, C for crocro, that is not. That is our own here, the one we're using here, honorable, the one we're using here, doesn't pass A for apple, B, I'm telling you the truth. But their own means much more than C for crocro. Their own means much more. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. I'm sorry. He said, unlike the alphabets we know today. Now, let's look at how Hebrew alphabets work. Hebrew symbols contain within them pictures that symbolize the movements of the heavens and the earth below and help to give clues to the divine workings of creation. Pastor, give me the board. I don't know why God wants to fight a battle and he will win. Please, when you pass through the doors of infantry, especially the one in GRA, just tell yourself you have come to school. You have come to school. And when we finish, we want you to go and research. We're going to have other locations that is for maybe people who have not gone to normal school. Maybe they have gone to maybe street school or market school, because what I'm teaching now, I need something to write. Just give me something to write. Don't worry, just give me something. I say Hebrew alphabets contain within them pictures. These pictures symbolize movements of the heavens and earth. And these movements give clues to divine workings. Before they bring something, to me for me to write. Remember, I said to you that, do you understand the laws of the heavens, the laws of the skies? And are you able to apply them to earth? Do you remember that scripture? That is Job 38:33. So there are laws that govern the skies. Anybody who can make those laws to apply to earth will thrive. Beautiful. Then I also said to you that the Tuesday is talking. Wednesday is talking. Thursday is talking. What are they saying? The same Bible says, no, their words are not heard anywhere. They are speechless. They are talking, yet nobody is hearing them. That scripture is really correct. Because as we are here, the sky is talking. We can't hear. The moon is talking. We can't hear. All the movements, they are all talking. They are movements. But we can't understand them. Then he says the sun. God made a home for the sun inside the sky. For the sky, for the sun to move. And then make complete sense. So each time the sun is moving, Clem, he's saying something. Hold the fort, For I am coming, Jesus, ignore still. Hallelujah, wave the answer. He's talking. Now, Pastor Ben heard now that what he said is, drive! Drive! Each time the sun is moving, it's talking. The moon is talking. Now, I'm bringing it down to earth. Hebrew symbols contain within them pictures. This is a picture. This is a picture from Hebrew symbols. They contain symbols and hidden mysteries. The symbols contain pictures that symbolize the movements of the heavens and the earth below, and these movements give clue to the divine workings of creation. Okay, so let's find out. It was pronounced by God when the Jews received the Torah at Sinai. The Hebrew letters are precise, yet each letter assigned a numerical value. Before I tell you what this year's own is, the one, now, English language is A, B, C. What are the pictures that A expresses in English alphabet? Or Azumangala? What are the pictures B expresses? Eh? Blum, blum. What about C? Okay, what are the numerical value of A? One. Okay. This one is two. Now, this one, does it mean any other thing in English alphabet? Maybe if I want to write love and I don't want to write it properly. Love. L is in what number? L-O-V-E. 12. L is 12. Hmm? L. L is what? 12. L is. O is what? 16. 15. L O V is what? It's 25. Is it finished? Huh? E is 5. Give me 20. E is 20. Anything you like, let it be here. I have written love. Does it mean any? It doesn't carry any other value. Unlike Hebrew alphabets. The reason why the Hebrew alphabet is not just markings. The reason why it has comprehensive pictures that carry meanings and mysteries that also explain how the workings of the earth is, I will tell you why. The very first time God was going to give them this alphabet, not only did he pronounce it, he wrote it by himself. And being that he is God, that thing he wrote carried two things. It carried a message. It carried number. Of course, it was when they broke that Moses now tried to write it by himself. That's why in Ephesians, Paul was speaking about the belt of truth, which is the belt of truth and then the sword. The sword speaks of the word. The belt speaks of word. The belt speaks of written word. The sword speaks of the spoken word. When it came to Hebrew alphabet, God spoke it and then he wrote it. That's why you have the Torah and then you have the Talmud. That's the reason the Hebrew alphabet carries very, very deep meaning. For 2020, this is what you're going to have. 2019 is your year of I, Aye. In 2020, God was doing dreaming, was doing vision. He was showing his people things, showing them. Everything about last year was showing. But for this year, I'm just going to do a summary and then pick it up at the cure. For this year, all these things mean something. All these things mean something. Now, this is the Hebrew alphabet. This one means mouth. The shape is a shape of mouth. That's the reason is the year of mouth. Now, in this year of mouth, the number is 5780. The word 8, this is from the time of creation. From the time of creation, that's what they're numbering. They are numbering from the time of creation. This 80 carries a value. The English language, A, doesn't just carry a value. This one carries a numerical value. So this is what this year is going to look like. What is God asking you to do? This coming year, 2020, in the Roman calendar, coincides with the Hebrew word 5780. 80 being part of the pay, rhymes with pay. So it's going to start tonight, sundown. Just as 2019 was 5779. It was a continuation of the last 10 years in the Ayin decade of the seeing eye, where God invited us to see what he's saying. So Hebrews, they take a decade at a time. So for 10 years, God has been telling us, see what I'm showing you, see what I'm showing you, see what I'm showing you, see what I'm showing you. Now we are entering a year, the next 10 years, what is he saying? This year and the 9 years to follow will be an invitation to speak what God has already shown you in the last decade. So you can even go and do more researches on it. I'm supposed to talk all of it in cure and bring out all the papers and all the... Pei is the Hebrew number, Hebrew letter for the symbol. Pei is the Hebrew letter for the symbol 80, a picture of mouth. When it comes like this. I'm not good with drawing. This is how this is. The word pay is drawn like this. And pay means 80. It's a picture of mouth. It's a Hebrew letter for the number 80. A picture symbol of a mouth. So pay in English, the number is 80. But what picture? Remember that I said that Hebrew language is filled with pictures, and these pictures carry symbols, and these symbols communicate meaning on earth. It communicates divine workings on earth. Daniel was 80 years when he interpreted the handwriting on the wall. Aaron at 80, he was a wise counselor. He was a good speaker. So many people brought him for counsel, to counsel them on their marriage. He was a very good speaker. The Nigerian, English alphabet is this. But even our own alphabet in our language, if you have A, B, B, D, E, that you cannot put something on top. You can say A, B, you now put something on top. Is that not true? Don't let me say, I can't speak it. But what all I'm trying to tell you with all this English is this. The figure for this year is the year of pay, not reward, pay. Pay, that is pronounced as pay. It's a Hebrew letter. That Hebrew letter is shaped as mouth. And the value, the numerical value, is 80, which is also mouth. What are the things that you need to know? You need to discern when to speak and when to be quiet. It will be a critical component of the next 10 years. There are some people who don't need the wisdom you are bringing, so you need to be quiet. If you are to see the kingdom of God growing in our lives, we must now engage our mouth. It will come through the declaration of our faith. Horashantaya. You must continue to declare what God said in spite of what the circumstances are saying. Let's go to Job chapter 9 while Ayin, Job chapter 2 verse 9. Ayin gives insight. That's last year. Last year is insight. But this year, 2020, gives expression, insight, gives insight expression. Last year, insight. This year, insight expression. What the Lord has shown you for the past 10 years, he said, now come and start declaring it. Did it make sense? Thank you. So they're going to give me a scripture. We need to understand that what we say must come from a place of revelation. And entering 2020, we are going to have perfect vision so that what we speak will be with clarity of vision. So it's not a time to just talk anyhow. Even when you are joking, let there be revelation in your joke. It's not a time to talk out of pain or talk out of anger. It's time to talk out of insightful revelation if you're going to win. You know what I'm doing now? How do I say it in English? I do throw rackle now. I'm showing you now how next year should be so that you can position yourself privately. How do you walk in this? So we're not just speaking Clement. We are speaking from the place of vision. This is what God showed me in the last 10 years. Now let me start speaking it. They're going to give me. When there are many revelations, Proverbs, please can you take this up? Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19. When there are many words, transgression is unavoidable. But he who is wise restrains his lips. In too much talking, you can't avoid sin. So what is the act of wisdom? Restrain. And how do you restrain? You have to build your inner man. What do you use in building your inner man? Meditation. Take the word, eat the word, until you are speaking from insight. It's called insight expression. Insight expression. Say insight expression. Some people look at. The lady I prayed for, when we went for the prayer room and came back, I heard a word. He says, remind God everything he said to you about firm builders as you pray. So I held his hand. I said, Father, I remember that you told me when I was having crisis, when people were saying, you are not married, you are not supposed to pastor a church. They say a woman shouldn't even pastor a church. We are trying to even manage those who are married. You are not married. How can you pastor a church? And they were demeaning me. They were humiliating me. And I wanted to quit. And I went to God. And he said to me, okay, the people who are going to join you in this, I will call them your sons and your daughters. And then he said to me, it shall come to pass, 10 men will hold a skirt of him who is a firm builder. I asked him, firm builder? He showed me the scripture, who is a Jew. He said, I call these people who are going to be your children, sons and daughters, 10 men will hold the skirt of him who is a firm builder. And say, we have heard that God is with you. We have heard, come and solve problems for us. We have heard, and the Lord said to me, one firm builder is equivalent to 10 somewhere else. Now, I'm not saying other people are not good. This is my own revelation. You are not going to use it to follow me to worry. This is what God said to me. And then when the fight, when the persecution, that I should get out, I should resign because I was a girl and I wasn't married and I was small. And some people said, did God give you vision? Some people said, did God give you vision? They were not sure. I went back to God again. He says to me, I'm going to raise resource people. He said, in this resources. Say, just like diamond is a resource, these people who gather shall be resource. So it's time for me to go back and quote these things back to God. And then he says several other things. It was that prayer I lifted on the top of that, my daughter, and heavens roared. So, firm builders, you must be careful with words in the month of 2020, in the month of pay, in the year of pay, not month, in the year of, you must restrain your lips when you don't know what to say. The next one is, whoever would foster love covers over an offense, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends. We are family here. Not be everything when they hear, and then they talk. You must have the wisdom to allow some things to stop. So if the gossip is passing, when it gets to you, let it die. And you must have the wisdom to sort out problems like that. I don't have any challenge with confrontation. It's never been, I don't sleep and I'm worrying about how I will confront someone. No. But I'll confront you in love. I'll confront you in truth. Firm builders, none of us here are renters. All of us here are owners. We have equal voices, but we don't have equal votes. So if you pass, you see a tissue on the ground. I want you to know that it is your money they used to buy it. Insist that it is sorted out. Not just here, but everywhere you are. Because God has given, handed over to you this planet, and he wants you to take care of it. Anybody who you keep talking, you will separate friends. You will destroy relationships. So your words, be careful with your words. He who fosters love covers an offense. I didn't say cover something bad. Covers an offense. When you see that me and Pastor Clem are quarreling, and then out of my own pain, I say, that Pastor Clem, look at him, he's stupid. Who does he think he is? I said it out of my pain. Don't go and meet Pastor Clem. Say, Pastor Clem, what is happening between you and Pastor K? Pastor K, don't mind that woman because she thinks that she preaches that. Say, what thing I hear today, my man know if he talk more. What thing I hear? What he said, in fact, and Clem, he said, you have elongated his throat. What did he say? Yeah. He said, you're a very stupid person. No? In fact, I was even trying to calm her down. He said, you should go to hell. Not even go to hell. Say, go to hell and die and burn to ashes. What have you done? You have separated friends. As a matter of principle, if I'm judging husband and wife, if I'm trying to settle them, if the wife says something to me and the husband is not there, I won't repeat it to what the wife said until two of them are in front of me. Because there's a tendency that I will go and say, look at what your wife said. When the time comes, yeah, gonna ham. They will deny. That's not what he said. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. Not only she, he. Firm builders, when we want to speak, speak with wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is a person. Faithful instruction. Let the words that come out from your mouth be faithful because you are in the month of mouth, year of mouth. Let your speech always be seasoned with grace. Always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Some of us here, your words are seasoned with otaze and ozoza. Some of us, your words are seasoned with bitter leaf. He said, let me say what is in my mind. Let me say what's in my mind. By the time you say what is in your mind, what is now left? There's nothing left in your mind. Before you say your words, let them be seasoned. Let your word be like food that when it is said, someone can eat it. These are the things you need to know in 2020. These are the things that will work for you. He says, bless those of you who go to Facebook, to social media to abuse people. Stop abusing. Bless, don't curse. There is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. The truthful lips shall be established forever. But a lying tongue is bad for a moment. There are some of us, your tongue is like toilet. I'm serious. There are some people, when they say something to you, it will look as if it will be better for them to just flog you than the thing they said. It was Pastor Ben was sharing with me yesterday. He said he listened to Chris Valleton. The wife came and said that the husband wanted to kill her. So, Chris Valleton said, you want to kill your wife? Go and call me the man. He was getting ready to blast the man. When the man came, he said, did she tell you that she took a knife to try to take off my neck? It was in trying to dodge my neck that I held her own hand. Did she tell you that? The man said, the woman actually agreed. Act now. He told the woman. The woman said, no, yes, I was actually trying to cut off his neck. They said, so was it when you were trying to cut off his neck that he held your hand? He said, yeah. Pastor Ben said, that is why when a woman judges matter first, you say, I want to hear the husband. There are some of us here, when you judge matter, touch your tongue, say, Father, in this month of mouth, circumcise my mouth. Lord, in this month of mouth, direct my tongue to promote health, to speak health. He said, the truthful lips shall be established forever, but a lying tongue, even if you lie, is just for a moment. You can lie, oh, it's okay, but the lie is for a moment. We are going to the year of mouth. So what you are going to, a man's stomach shall be filled. You know this one now. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. You know all of that. You know it. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable into your sight, O Lord. You know all of this. You know all of this. I'm going to invite us to listen very carefully. Daniel chapter 7. Listen carefully. What you say, if you throw something up, is eventually going to come down. When you throw a curse on someone, the Bible says we will give account of every idle word we said. Listen to me. In this month, in this year of mouth, before we go into the three intricacies that has to do with it, in this year of mouth, we're going to ask the Lord every word we have spoken that is going to eventually rise up and fight us. We're going to ask the Lord to abort those words. Oh, Lord, I give you praise. Everything I have said against my neighbor, because I will give account of every idle word. Everything I have said in my heart against my neighbor, Lord, I ask you that those words will be destroyed. Everything I said about my neighbor, everything I said against my neighbor, Lord, I ask you that those words will not have see the light of the day. May those words not see the light of the day. May those words not see the light of the day. Every word that is not good, may they not see the light of the day. In Jesus' name. Everybody look at me. I'm going to lead you to prayer. You need to bring out your prophetic books, the prophecies you have written yesterday, words that were spoken yesterday. You need to bring all of them out. And then you need to set them before you and begin to speak them again. If you give me Jonah chapter 9, 2 verse 9, I'll be glad to close with that. I want you to listen carefully. There is a prophetic word that is running through my heart that I want to share briefly. The words you say, they go before the throne of God. And the throne of God is not an empty place. It's a very rowdy. The throne of God is very rowdy. If you check the Bible, if we take only Daniel chapter 7 and check it, Daniel chapter 7, it says, and a throne came out. You can be, if you check out, the words you say go into that throne. And if you didn't abort them, those words are in the midst of so many things. I mean, Daniel chapter 7, verse 10. The throne of God is so rowdy that the words you say, thank you, Lord, I show them how to use those words. A river of fire was flowing and coming out from before him. I want you to count. Thousands upon thousands. How many thousands is that? And myriads upon myriads were standing before him. Now listen, the thousands who are standing were different from the myriads who are standing. If you go to Revelation chapter 4, Revelation chapter 5, Ezekiel chapter 1, Ezekiel chapter 10, you will see the where the heaven was practically described. And now, if you leave this place and go to Revelation chapter 4, you see another thing. It says, a throne, there's a throne. He said, and the court sat and the books were open. So some of the words that you have said today, when the Lord opens them, because say you shall give account of every word. When the word opened it, may those words not judge us in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray that prayer. Father, I pray for a crop failure in this year of mouth, that words will not rise up against me in judgment. In Jesus' name. Oh, look at me so we can tie up. Look at me, let's tie up. In Revelation chapter 4, there's something I saw there that scared me. The Bible said a throne came out and someone was seated upon the throne. And it described the color of what the person was wearing. But there's a place that scared me. It said there were four creatures. These ones are not angels. Though. There were four creatures in front of the throne. Then it says those creatures, each of them have four faces. Are you in Revelation chapter 4? He said, each of them have four faces. And the four creatures, each of them, the four creatures was like a lion. The second creature was like a calf. The third creature had like man, and then like an eagle, if you're beaming it. And the four creatures, each of them were having seven wings and are full of eyes within and without. And day and night, they do not cease to say glory, glory, glory. These four creatures. So which means these four creatures can go like this. They have eyes in the four areas. They can go like this. Say, these four creatures, they can see like this. 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 They can see from the back. So they can go forward. They can go backward. They don't need to turn to go backward. If they are going forward, they say they have straight legs. If they are going forward and they want to go backwards, they have eyes there. If they are going backwards, they want to go by the right. They want to go by the left. They can go in all those places. Those are the ones standing in front of God. How many wings they have? They have six wings. Now, they are different from the cherubim. They are different from the cherubim. The cherubim have eight wings, and they are like serpents. Their jobs is to move in front of the throne of God, shouting, holy, 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 holy. And there are myriads and myriads and myriads and myriads of them, including the 24 angels. No wonder when God told his people that he was coming out Mount Sinai to come and talk to them, they didn't have any problem with it. They said, oh, come, all these things you have done for us, we are waiting for you. We have paper to ask you questions about our business. When they came, when the mountain was on fire, they saw these creatures. They saw myriads of these creatures. They saw four of them. They saw people moving up and down. Then they saw a serpent flying around. I said, no, Moses, don't talk to us again. Don't talk. No, we're done. We're done. If you want, talk to this person and let this person talk to us. Now, this is what it looks like. This is where your words drop. This is where your words drop. You will lift your hand and say, Father, every word I have spoken that I have dropped in this place that is idle, I ask for a crop failure. Because your words will drop and then they will mess things up. Everywhere I have spoken against Nigeria, spoken against myself in the month of mouth, Lord, I use this last day to repent. I repent. Forgive me. Forgive me of everything I've spoken against my wife. Forgive me of everything I've spoken against my husband, myself. I now give you the right words. I will speak according to the prophetic destiny. Forgive me of the one I have spoken against my brother and my sister. Lord, now, I want to speak the right words. Shall we lift up our voices and begin to speak right words? It's prophetic time. Choir, you can help me sing it as a song. Let's begin to prophesy. Begin to speak the right words. You can hold your husband. You can hold your sister. I said before today, I didn't know that this year, the new year, I begin to speak what God said to me last year concerning charity begins at home. I begin to speak what God said to me concerning your life. Concerning your life. Jonah chapter 2, verse 9. I begin to speak. I speak words of life. I speak words of life. Fame builders, you are free to stand up or you're free to sit down. Just take about 3 minutes and begin to establish what will happen, what you want to see. Beginning from what you saw last year. Insightful expression. Insightful expression. Oh, Rabbi Shandavaya. Begin to speak. Insightful expression. Insightful expression. My mouth shall declare your praise. Church, I want you to look at the board or slide. This is Job. Job is speaking. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. That which I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation is from the Lord. Now, where was Job when Job was saying this? Give me verse 10. Put verse 10, not remove verse 9. Or just bring verse 10 alone. And the Lord commanded the fish, and he vomited Jonah from unto the land. So where was Jonah when Jonah was talking? Bring verse 9 again. Where was Jonah? Where was Jonah? Where was Jonah? Where was Jonah? If you are inside the fish, is it the kind of talk you should talk? I'd like you to lift your voice and begin to declare who God is to you. Whatever it is you're going through, or what this country is going through, in spite of that, is there anybody who is sick here? Begin to speak like Jonah. I will declare the salvation of the Lord. Fem builders, can we do a prophetic song, a prophetic whatever? Begin to declare. 2020, the prophecies of yesterday, I now begin to express them. Can I get just about 20 people? Just about 20 people. Do you have a song?
To the King of Kings.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.